Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm getting sick of repeating this, okay? Not only do I have to tell every single undergrad the rules, but you keep asking, why is this? And what happened to my classmate? And is that for reals? So I'll just make a post and I can link every time someone asks. And no, I can't put in the course supplementary material. I'm a lowly grad student, and admin will tear me a new one if I write some stuff on the official site. Also, there are worse things than admin which may notice. Most of these rules are just common sense. Some are a little stranger, but follow them all and you'll be entirely safe in the lab. Come on, if you wanted nothing strange, you could have studied accounting. Now let's begin. Number one, don't stay in the microscope room when we refill the cooling liquid. Why do I even have to say this? Did you sleep through every single class in your life? Ventilation in the microscope room is shit, and when we change the liquid nitrogen, if enough of it evaporates, then you can lack oxygen and suffocate. That's a really dumb way to go to the hospital or die. Number two, don't go into lab 3 at night. To start with, you shouldn't be at uni after 6 p.m. It's illegal, but I know how things go in reality. We've got to finish projects and professors with crazy expectations. You shouldn't go into lab 3 either, and there's a sign to remind you. But I know you people get bored or really need a screwdriver, and you see it's always full of pristine instrumentation. So, okay, if you really need it, go inside lab 3 and have a quick look, or take your shiny voltmeter or whatever. But not after sundown. I'd write a poem if I were to tell you all the reasons, and you wouldn't even believe me. So just remember this, when I was young and stupid and didn't have a helpful list like this one, I went in with a friend. Our test circuit board was broken, and we remembered there was a full rack of those, and it was just minutes after sundown. Believe me or not, your choice. I don't remember what happened inside. I remember the room full of shiny instruments, the vacuum chamber, the optical bench with the gleaming lenses, and then nothing. I just remember being...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Out of it. My friend was pale. He didn't remember either. Nor did he remember who I was. He swore repeatedly that we'd never met. He kept asking about people who didn't exist and swore he saw them in mirrors. He had a mental breakdown and left university. And he was still one of the lucky ones. Rule number 3. Don't enter the laser room without protective goggles. Look, I don't care how sure you are that the laser isn't operating, or how quickly you're going in, or if you think squinting will help you. There's an infrared laser. You won't see the beam, duh, but it will blind you if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. So wear your damn goggles. Or better still, just stay out. What are undergrads doing there anyway? I know it's not used in first-year experiments. Rule number 4. Never go into Lab 3 alone. Ever heard of safety rules? You shouldn't enter any lab alone, actually. But you should really never, ever enter Lab 3 alone. And I mean it strictly. Don't enter alone. Even if you're sure someone is inside already. Even if someone calls you from inside. Actually, if someone calls you from Lab 3, run like hell. Faculty will never do that. If another student is there alone, you can't help anyway. I think you know this one. Even professors warn you, usually. The only time I've seen someone break in and go alone, when she came back, she kept laughing at the wrong things. She didn't seem to remember names and behaved like a completely different person. About a month later, she killed her roommate using mirror shards as knives. She laughed all the time at the trial. Rule number 5. Don't sleep in the lab. Like, why would you even do that? Yeah, you partied all last night, and you convinced your lab mates to let you nap a little. Well, don't. First, if professors catch you, they'll be furious and will remember about it. They're not nearly as senile as you think. Second, it's just not safe. I don't care if you sleep like a stone at home. For some reason, people tend to sleepwalk in the lab. I've seen a girl wake up and walk straight to the liquid nitrogen. We stopped her just before she could drink it. Twice, I've seen students sleepwalk to lab 3. See previous point, okay? I don't want to say more. Rule number 6. If you put food in the fridge, label it, and eat only your own. Come on, this is basic civility. Were you raised in a barn? The fridge and microwave are free for students to use, and I know it's a lifesaver during some long-ass projects. But if you don't put your name and the date, it will be a mess. Either something will be left to rot, and it's just gross. Or you'll eat someone else's lunch and start a feud which will last the rest of your academic career. 2 full professors are still sabotaging each other for a sandwich incident 35 years ago. I swear. Also, really, really don't eat unlabeled food in the second level. It's not for students. It's not for anyone, actually. We leave it on Friday, and it's gone by Monday. Don't ask questions about this one, okay? Just don't eat it. Ever. Rule number 7. Don't bring mirrors inside the lab. Yeah, I know like half of you picked lab mates in the hopes of hitting on them during those long, boring hours, and the other half are stuck with someone who is hitting on them. Tough luck. If you wanted a sentimental life, you should have gone for the humanities. Anyway, if you really have to check your greasy hair in the mirror, leave the lab and go to the first floor toilets. Do not bring mirrors in the laboratory. They're a real hazard in many ways. There's a freaking laser in Lab 4, so just don't, okay? And even if you keep away from the optics equipment, mirrors do weird things in our labs. Sometimes you see people who aren't there. If that happens, first, you're breaking the rules. Ditch the mirror now and kick yourself as you deserve. Second, and most important, do not speak to them. Ever. Just don't go into Lab 3, okay? You might be safe as long as you're with company and the sun is up, but you know what? Don't anyway. Because we can't really know. You want to know what I mean? Yeah, you want, because all you snotty undergrads have no sense of what's good for you. So hear me well. I don't like speaking about this. You won't find any proof of it. If you want to laugh, do. Think it's a prank, whatever. Just don't go into the lab. Remember what I said about my friend who forgot about me? We were doing the transistor current response experiment. You still do it. It's boring as hell. But the professor loves it to bits. So you'll know it's usually 3 people doing it. Well, apparently we were only 2 that day. I can't remember why we weren't given a full team. Even if the class isn't divisible by 3, professor gives you a PTA as a third member or makes 4 student groups. Because doing that experiment in 2 is a hassle. I remember doing the experiment too. I worked on the circuit board. My friend read the results on the oscilloscope. We said the numbers aloud. But for the life of me, I can't remember who wrote them down. I even asked the professor. He frowned, said he really thought we had 3 student groups only, but the records he kept show only 2 names. I checked my own mails and texts, and they were addressed only to a single friend, but in one of those texts, I wrote, "You two better be punctual." I'll say the truth, I can't prove it, but I think 3 people entered Lab 3 that day. only two came out, one with his memory damaged, the other forgotten. If that can happen, look, believe me or not, just don't go in to Lab 3.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.